This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? We all want to know. And I guess you are because you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on the 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. So anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com. And don't forget to visit our sister site, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on in New California. Grievance number 6 is going to be read on Tuesday, the 27th of February. You definitely want to pay attention to what's going on with grievance number 6. It's going to be monumental, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, like I said, we got a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about in just a moment with Chris Street, Breitbart. He's going to be joining us in about 30 seconds. We're also going to be talking in the third hour about New California, about all the things that are going on and how you can get involved and all that good stuff. We've got town halls going on to Tustin, California. Actually, tomorrow, the 24th, we'll be down there in Tustin, California, talking about New California, 300 Centennial Avenue in Tustin. Doors open at 4:45. We expect a large crowd. That's what I was told. So anyway, we'll be talking about the benefits of New California and how we are going to achieve statehood. It's getting to be pretty evident right now what's going on with Governor Brown and everything else. Of course, Donald Trump calling him out. So we're going to be talking about that. And then, of course, up in Northern California, a week later on the 3rd, up in Marysville, California, another town hall. So pay attention to that. And again, grievance number 6 will be rolled out on Tuesday, and it's going to be in 11 counties now. It's spreading. 11 counties will be actually reading grievances. So anyway, we got Chris Street with us. Chris, of course, is co-host of Agenda 21 Radio with us, and he's also a contributor to Breitbart. He writes 3 articles for Breitbart a day, and I'll tell you what, it has been absolutely stunning, some of the stuff he's brought up. But Chris, you got one that just came out about and this goes right to directly to Jerry Brown in California and all this stuff that's going on with all these bonds. The California Department of Water Resources is in a little bit of hot water with you anyway in terms of what you've been finding out.
Well, that's right, Paul. The most amazing thing about the California Department of Water is that, big surprise, it's Democrat-dominated. And as part of this sort of love fest between conservatives and progressives, in 2014, both Republicans and Democrats came together to support what was called Proposition 1. Do you remember Proposition 1, Paul?
Absolutely, and stood against it.
Well, it was a $7.5 billion bond, and, you know, it was the typical type story, except 2.7 was supposed to be used to actually build the first above-ground water storage in California in 40 years. So even, you know, giving 30-some percent of the money to actually something that works, you know, was considered good government. And so everybody got behind it. The water districts got behind it. The Republicans got behind it. Everybody went out there and the voters passed it. Well, you know, now it's 2018 and there are 12 major proposed reservoirs that have come forward. And a couple weeks ago, the California Water Commission, the CWC, turned all 12 projects down because supposedly their costs didn't equal their benefits.
Oh, really? Surprise, surprise.
But on the other hand, I mean, and there's always this on the other hand, right? On the other hand, there was $3.9 billion, and these are the big words, the babillions,
right,
a spending on an array of Democrat-proposed ecosystem enhancements, watershed restorations, and new groundwater storage. And all of them met the requirement that there were more benefits than their costs.
Oh, well, do we have a problem in communication here? surprise, surprise. This is not a surprise, but surprise, surprise, surprise. So where'd the money go? I just asked the question. As we were predicting,
this just shows you how the bait and switch game works. They can't spend the money on anything else. They're just not going to spend the money. The Democrats are not going to spend the money. They're going to score anything that has to do with reality as a very low number, and anything that has to do with their social justice warfare world as very high numbers. I mean, when you can determine what arithmetic is, and your arithmetic can be different than everybody else's, it's really a powerful world.
Well, okay, so here, this is what we have, ladies and gentlemen. California Republican legislators demand construction of funded reservoirs is the title of Chris's article. And this goes back to 2014, I believe, because I was at the Republican convention and standing in opposition to this whole Prop 1 when it happened. And again, Chris, we were standing in opposition because this is exactly what we said would happen. It's happened. Now it's 2018, and it's the bait and switch thing. And I can remember debating this or listening to the debates and participating in the debates somewhat, but listening to some of the people talk about this. And they had some people from water boards in California that were there. Oh, we're just going to have to pass this. And for all those reasons, we know that we'll get the money. And everybody in the room is going, you're not going to get the money, fools. And, of course, they're not going to get the money.
Fools. That's right, Paul, and you were obviously at the time being unreasonable,
totally,
right?
Totally. I was a conspiracy theorist.
Right, that unreasonable. Obviously, you had the small mind of living within. You could see Sacramento. You step outside your house.
That's right.
I mean, he probably has to stand on his roof, but he can see Sacramento. You know, there it is. There's where those people with no credibility survive. And, you know, the fun part about this is they turned down all these issues. And guess what? 92% of California right now is being rated as abnormally dry, and 20% is already in severe drought. Now, we live in a desert, and the good news about the desert that we live in is when it rains, it's just torrential. In 1868, they said there'd never be farming in the Central Valley because there was 6 feet of standing water and thousands of people had been killed because it was one of those years when it rained torrentially. So we're back in the same game, Paul. The difference is, you know, there's a drought on, and in the last couple of days, you've also had a very deep freeze. Are you familiar how deep the freeze is?
Yeah, but tell the audience what happens.
Well, we've had temperatures drop 40 degrees, 40, in a matter of days. And you're getting down into the 20s. I think last night was 26, 27 overnight. And what that does is it because you had an early sort of spring in January, all of the almond trees, there's 130 million almond trees in California. There's 3,000 almond family farmers. And, you know, it's a $6 billion agricultural product. It got warm in January, so all of the almond trees budded.
Right.
You're now getting this very big deep freeze, and it's so deep that you're not only risking killing the buds on the trees and, of course, the crop, you're actually risking freezing the roots and killing the trees. So what you normally do if that happens is you actually turn the sprinklers on. I mean, that sounds kind of counterintuitive, but you turn the sprinklers on because the, you know, reservoir water and your river water is warmer than the outside temperature. Now, there's a bigger problem this year. You also have freezing rain.
Yeah, hang on, Chris. Hold that thought. We're going to come back and talk about the rain, the freezing rain. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about this article that has appeared about the California water system. And it's a Prop 1 situation that happened back in 2014 from California, the bait-and-switch tactics used by Jerry Brown and others to lure people in and say, hey, we're going to create these reservoirs, we're going to create above-ground water storage, and all we need is $7.1 billion or something like that, $7.5, excuse me. And, of course, it was, now we hear it is 2018, and it's not happening. In fact, Chris has broken it down and brought a number of different things to light that one of the things that they're going to do with the money is we don't know. Apparently, they're not going to spend the money. And I want to go back to the fact that they wanted $7.5 billion. Chris, haven't they been collecting the taxes off of that, the money?
Well, it's their bond sales, Paul. That's right. There is a tax resource. And the most amazing part is a big part of that tax resource are the water districts. So you're already paying in your rate base more for water for which you're getting no new water. What a wonderful – see, this is what the Democrats do that nobody else can do.
Right.
They can find a way to promise you more
and give you nothing,
give you less and charge you more for the privilege.
Now, this is the thing. My water bill doubled, and that's because of Prop 1. Isn't that right?
That's a little high. Most people, it's up maybe 15 or 20%. Yeah, but it depends on what – depends on your water district.
Right. If you have a water district that's really hurting for infrastructure and they've grossly mismanaged their systems, and I make – you know, they've done that in this one. Everybody's water bill doubled. Now, that's because of Prop 1, isn't it, pretty much? Is that one of the ways?
Yeah. But I think more, Paul, you know, you got to put in perspective that after a while, you know, people do start to learn.
Well, but this is just theft. Government theft. But here's the thing. Where is the money going?
You're doing that but stuff. But.
Well, where is the money going here? These are bonds. Have they got the money from the bonds?
Well, that's right, Paul, but you know, $3.9 billion spent on all these consultants who are going to give you a greater environment. The beauty about, you know, the consulting business is, you know, it only has maybe a third that you actually spend, but two-thirds of this goes into, you know, paying really high salaries and consulting fees and everything for people who miraculously also, you know, are involved in politics.
Yeah. So, and that's basically the story that I've heard, is that a lot of this money that they've already accumulated and gotten has gone to these various NGOs, non-governmental organizations,
and
nonprofits, environmental groups. Right.
There were salaries, but it was the usual suspects. I mean, some people are making so much money on environmentalism, sustainability, and all that kind of stuff. The fact that it doesn't work is, you know, it's just they think it's a messaging issue. But let's talk a little bit about messaging. Paul, you've seen this big thing over the week. They're talking about, you know, gun control and all that.
Yeah,
CNN, town hall.
Mm-hmm.
CNN is down 27% last week in prime time, down 23% in daily viewers. It's just imploding on them. You know, you tell people a lie long enough. The big lie for the last month before this was that the tax increase isn't going to affect you. All of a sudden, people are getting $50, you know, $100 every 2 weeks. Now, I had a bunch of really big companies with 10,000 employees and such like that I used to run, you know, New York Stock Exchange. I can tell you when I was a young guy, I learned something. You know, I saw this woman walked in and she was all wet from the rain and such like that. And I asked my office manager, why didn't she park in the parking lot? And my office manager put her head down and brought it up. She said, that $35 for the parking spot is what would be tap lessons for her daughter. So, you know, my understanding of $50 or $100, you know, is much, it's such a big amount of money for most people. $50, $100 extra. I mean, that is, they get to take the family out, you know, twice probably. You know, you get to go to Chuck E. Cheese or something like that and take the kids and, you know, or a single mother, you know, that's just a life changer for her. You know, that's a big number. And you're starting to actually see that in people's paychecks. It's middle class Americans that are getting more in the way of pay raises and they're paying less in taxes. What a concept.
Yeah. And of course, out here in California, it's just getting worse and worse and worse on every single day. And of course, the more we bring this to light, and good work on your part, Chris, to do this, because this is the information that we all knew was going to come out eventually way back in the day when we were telling people not to vote this in. But, you know, you can't trust the voting system here in California. It's, you know, the corruption is just about complete in that category. But to bring this out now, and again, knowing that, and we knew this going in, that the about $3 to $4 billion is going to be used for consultants.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, there's definitely bait and switch. The one thing you could be competent, that they're competent in the Democrat Party is squandering the money. I mean, I can assure you that they're the best at doing that.
Yeah, we know that.
Republicans constantly try to be, you know, progressives light. They think somehow if they go along with these deals that somebody's going to like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somehow they'll be seen as, you know, not, you know, stiff-necked people or something. Well, you know, sometimes stiff-necked people are what you need. You know, you need somebody who can say no. If you've ever been a parent and you've had a teenager and you didn't say no, you know, your child's probably in jail.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Listen, you're really singing to the choir on that one with me. You can, you know, I worked with thousands of teenagers at a time.
Principal, right? Principal.
That's right. You can see that. You got to be strong enough to say no. That isn't the way it's going to be, and do the right thing for kids. There's no question about it. And of course, I want to get back quickly to the CNN thing, because we just covered in the last hour the CNN problem that they had at the town hall. And which some of the kids actually stood up against CNN and said, no, you're trying to script questions for me, and I'm not going to go along with it because it doesn't, you know, it's really not what happened, and it's not me. So CNN gets caught at that. The news, the mainstream media, including CNN, is collectively, I think, getting a huge black eye now because of the school shooting incident. It's all starting to blow up on them, especially pushback going against the sheriff and the FBI. The corruption at the FBI has got to be much, much deeper than most people think. Wouldn't you say, Chris?
Well, Paul, I'm not going to call it corruption. I'm going to call it modern management theory by social justice welfare people, social justice warriors. And they took, I think, 91 field offices for the FBI. They consolidated all of the phone calls into a building in West Virginia. It had all the right computer stuff and all that kind of stuff. And it absolutely doesn't work, because if you're in West Virginia, I guarantee you know more about West Virginia than anybody in California.
Yeah.
And if you're in California, I guarantee you know much more about California than anybody in West Virginia, especially a small town. So, you know, this management corporate deal of consolidation, you know, bigger building, you know, consolidated so we can have, you know, layers and layers of management, doesn't work at all. Before, you had these 91 field offices. Now, some people were lazy and stupid that worked in those jobs. I mean, that's just part of government. I mean, but most people were well-meaning, had a lot of experience, understood that when somebody called them and said, you know, this kid wants to be, you know, a school shooter, that would get your attention. In West Virginia, it did get their attention. They filed a weekly report on it. Now, yep. Just think about that. They filed a weekly report, put it in a binder, and off it went to God knows where, right?
Yeah. Well, hold that thought, Chris. Hold that thought.
God knows where decided whether it should be
distributed
to the local FBI agents. And I'm sure it's one of those things.
Anyway, we got Chris Street coming back here in a second, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Heaven, cold. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Chris Street is with us right now. And Chris, it's kind of interesting, at CPAC, which we were at CPAC 2 years ago, you and I, Donald Trump is making his speech. And you might remember that when we were at CPAC, the Trump supporters walked out of that when Hannity, just before Hannity was, actually it was after Hannity spoke, and they had the Fox News contributors up there, and they were just blasting Trump, and everybody started walking out, and Trump never showed up at CPAC like he promised he was going to do on that Saturday, and now of course he's a hero at CPAC.
Well, yeah, I mean, Paul, there's nothing like something that works. You know, Donald Trump has put money in every American's pocket. And I know there might be some rich people got more money than you did, but that, it, you know, envy does not work very well when you spit on yourself. And that's what a lot of people have been doing. They've been voting for policies because supposedly it was to keep the rich down. And the rich said, okay, I'll just take my factory and go to China. How's that working for you?
Yeah, it's not working out for you. We'll just pick up our sticks and go someplace else and play ball. But, you know, it's interesting. He was talking something that you have been talking about for a long, long time. He was talking about energy, and he was talking about how we're going to, in essence, I just got a glimpse of this, or just a little bit of an earful, that we're going to have pipelines and we're going to be energy independent as a nation. And this is something I don't think a lot of people quite understand even yet. And you were the first one years ago, talking about how this day, this time would be happening to the United States. At least 6, 7, 8 years ago, you were talking about it. And here it is. We're now going to become, and we are, the big, I guess you would say, kahuna of all kahunas of oil and energy in the world. Not just, you know, just in our region, but in the world, and that we're energy independent as a country, nearly energy independent.
Well, Paul, we're not going to be energy independent. I've never said that. We're going to be an energy exporter. we're going to have so much that we're going to be able to export to other people, and they're going to be our you-know-what. You know, right now, we have allowed ourselves over a number of years for, you know, and business cycles go like that. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. But America, by plan, tried to destroy its oil and gas industry. Part of it was so darn profitable, they taxed it as hard as they could. And, you know, when you tax something, you get more of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, you get less of it.
Yeah.
And so, once again, you know, people went off to the Middle East. They went off to Nigeria. They went off to, you know, even help the Russians. And all of a sudden, Americans couldn't figure out why they're paying, you know, $4 a gallon at the gas pump when you have a 400-year supply of oil and natural gas here in the United States. Now, that 400-year, supply, somebody actually has to drill. And with all the environmental rules, remember, we start out talking about how you have a $7.5 billion water bond and $0 actually get into water. Same thing with the energy groups. You have all of this infrastructure out there to protect you from being protected. And how's that working for you? You know, how's paying $4 a gallon at the pump and watching every month you get just a little bit poorer? Does that make you really feel like you're a winner?
Well, you know, I guess people, especially here in California with the high taxes and so on, you know, when any time a benefit comes to California, they tax it so that we don't get it. And that seems to be the MO. Let's talk for a second about what it's starting to look like now, and we're going to keep monitoring this, what it is starting to look like now with the situation and going forward with, well, I guess you would say the finances of California. I chuckle. What that's going to look like, because now things are starting to shape shift a little bit more. We're getting closer. This is now going to be March and April and May. What's going to be happening to the financial picture of California?
Well, Paul, my belief is that California has no, you know, government, essentially has no government tax source. The more you tax something, the less you get it. That's actually what's proven. Trump is already showing that cutting taxes, you get a hell of a lot more honesty in people paying taxes. You get them to do things that makes more money and such like that. Tax revenues hit an all-time high in January. So he cut taxes and he got more tax revenue. Obama spiked taxes and he got less tax revenue. So he had to spike taxes more, find some other taxes. That's kind of California. Mm-hmm. You know, we jack up taxes to the highest in the country. And, you know, and because we have residents like Al Gore, you know Al Gore, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he spends.
Lives in Montecito. He's got a 12,000 square foot house. You know, rich guy lives in a big house, kind of like Pelosi, right? Except he doesn't live there 6 months a year. He lives in Tennessee officially 6 months a year, which has no state tax. So he can be here spouting off all his progressive you-know-what, and then he can run back to Tennessee and never pay a dime of state tax in either place. That's kind of California's problem. Now you're in a situation where the only thing that really generates tax is capital gains out of Silicon Valley. And this has been a great run for Silicon Valley. They're getting almost $20 billion in tax revenue, up from about $2.3 billion. But the problem with capital gains, it's cyclical. Sometimes the market's hot and sometimes it's not. And if the stock market just goes sideways, California implodes.
And the stock market continuing, it's up upward trend is about to go sideways in some degree.
Well, I'm not. It doesn't matter. But at some point, it'll go sideways. I mean, whether it's this month, next month, 6 months from now, you know, there's no reason to think a market that's tripled isn't going to have, you know, a 30% sell-off or something like that. And that's just part of a market. You know, people get too enthusiastic too fast, even if it's in a long-term bull market. 9 months of flat or down stock market. California implodes, that $20 billion of capital gains, that's 200% of the entire payroll and benefits paid to state employees.
Wow.
So what do you do? Do you raise more taxes? Well, you tried raising income taxes and you get less because more Al Gores move out of state. So California might actually have to do Plan B. And as you know, Paul, my Plan B is New California.
That's right. Yeah. They're putting themselves in that inside that little.
I think it's great. I think they should be as stupid as stupid is as stupid does, and they have been stupid is and they have been stupid does.
Well, and of course that begs the question: what's going to happen to California's retirement systems? You know, PERS and STIRS and all that stuff, because this is the thing that's sort of impending doom. I guess Jerry Brown, how far along is he with this notion of tapping into the California state pension plans?
Well, they're already tapping into it by underfunding it. I mean, they've been doing that for, you know, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, they promise two and they fund a half, you know, so eventually the unfunded liability is so massive, nobody could ever pay it. And that's what Orange County's bankruptcy was about. Eventually you go bankrupt. And, you know, California had been a Republican state up until about the mid-90s. The same with being a Democrat state is kind of a newbie. And the Democrats have a lot of fun with it. But it's going to end in tears.
Right.
And that's good because, you know, you need to have two Californias. One on the coast could be a social, you know, justice warrior wonderland. And the other can be the old type of California that used to be the most productive, you know, the biggest energy producer in the country. And, you know, there are people forming in New California that understand when the meteor of California's bankruptcy hits, the only way to bail out the state is to divide it in two, mm-hmm. and essentially have New California become so gung-ho, pro-business, pro-energy, pro-farming, pro-water, that it makes enough money.
Yep, Chris, we got the music.
Part of the problem.
We got the music. Anyway, we're going to be right back with Chris Street. Stay with us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street, and got Chris for one more segment, and so we're going to try and get as much information out of him as we can about what's going on with the finances. And one of the things you brought up, Chris, was the notion that California, and this is something that's in the audience might not be so familiar with, but the notion that California has been underfunding our retirement systems, and you know, PERS and STIRS and so on. This has been going on for a long time. We know that. But the other part of that that ties right into this is that they've been underfunding the programs, period, in California, not just PERS and STIRS, but, you know, schools as an example. Schools, you know, never get the proper funding that they're supposed to get from the state of California. They take the money and use it for some other things and then promise to pay the school districts later, and they never pay. So they've been underfunding schools sometimes as much as 25-30% every year. So the question is, where does all that money go? And of course, you know, I think you're probably give the answer I think a lot of people expect, but that game being played is just about to end, isn't it?
Well, I promise to pay you doesn't mean I'm going to pay you. I mean, I promise to build reservoirs doesn't mean I'm going to build reservoirs. So, you know, in some ways, the school systems are, you know, really are social justice welfares because they're being cheated. I mean, but it isn't conservatives, you know, who like kids that are cheating them. It's their supposedly good, you know, masters up in Sacramento, you know, They just never get paid. You know, I'll pay you on the second Tuesday of any week.
Yeah, exactly. So, but
that,
I mean,
wasn't that Popeye? Or what was it? Wimpy.
Wimpy.
And have a hamburger for the second. I'll pay you on the second Tuesday of any week.
Yeah. So, but the this is how they've been doing it, just in part, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the government gets the money in, they get the tax revenue in, and you know, from income tax and property taxes and so on. And once it's in Sacramento, they never distribute the money that you're supposed to duly get. They play that game. So you're underfunded in your retirement systems, and which has been going on for a long time. And again, that's part of the problem, is that they're now coming to a point where they really have to do something about that underfunding with the pension plans, because people are aging up and so on, and they're also getting less revenue from a lot of these places to fund it naturally. How, and again, you're going with the notion that perhaps in a year things are going to really start falling apart. The wheels on the wagon have come off altogether for
well,
California.
Well, you know, 6 months after the stock market goes sideways, tell me when it's going to go sideways or down. If it goes down, it'll be, you know, you got a 6-month delay, and then the next 12 months after that, it's hell. You know, they've got enough cushion to make 6 months, and after the 6 months of going sideways, if it just doesn't go up for 6 months, you know, the crisis begins. And over the next 12 months, if it doesn't go up, it's over. So, I mean, the level of desperation is enormous. You know, everybody can see the meteor coming in. It's getting bigger in the sky. You know, it's a matter of when it's going to hit now. Is it going to hit on, you know, 6 months, 8 months, 12 months? It's just going to hit. And that's the important part, if you're interested in New California, is that you don't need to spend $1 billion or $5 billion talking the public into the fact that, you know, the state of California is insolvent. It's going to prove that to everybody.
Yeah.
And when that happens, there's Plan B, and Plan B is
New California.
They're gonna want New California, because the only way you can generate enough economic activity to pay for the sins of the existing California.
So what we have now in California is we have the financial picture thing going really awry, and of course we have the situation going on with Sanctuary State, and of course Donald Trump making the calls yesterday to call, you know, to threaten California with pulling out ICE, and of course we haven't heard any response from Jerry Brown or any other parts of the leadership of California on that.
Crickets.
I know. I hate it when this happens. And of course, I'm calling Jerry Brown out. We're, you know, of course, we're doing it with our grievances. So far, we've got 5 grievances. Now we get the sixth one coming up, which, by the way, all of a sudden, national interest is starting to pay attention to our grievances that we've been laying out. But this, and I'm sure that there's going to be something about the Second Amendment in the grievance problem for the California government. But this whole notion, and we got about a minute and a half. This whole notion of keeping teachers, not allowing teachers, especially here in California, back in 2016 and actually 2017, Jerry Brown signed into law finally to take away guns from teachers, CCWs and so on. What say you on that?
Well, I mean, if you want a safe place to go shoot people, go to a school.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, shooters don't like to get shot. You know, they're not going to some place where there's, you know, where there's actually armed guards. You had a resource officer here, which is the biggest joke in the world. It's some guy, older guy, usually fat, you know, waiting for retirement, you know, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. He's called a resource marshal at these schools. He hangs out in some room, gets paid his, you know, his extra pension spike, and has a good time. When the shooting started, most cops in America move to the fire. They move to the gunfire. When there's children, they race.
Right.
This guy, you know, stayed back. He's retired now.
Yeah.
He's a full pension. And it's just absolutely despicable. But that's the game, Paul.
Yeah. You know, and of course, I've seen that game. I used to live it all the time in the schools. But I think this is another big blunder. And, of course, we're not hearing anything from Jerry Brown as a response to Donald Trump. And I think he's going to – they don't know what to do, Chris. And I think part of the problem – we got the break coming up here, and I'm going to leave it at this. But part of the problem I think Jerry Brown now has is he's got another problem that's inside its own state, and that's called New California, who declared independence, and we've laid down 5 grievances. And oh, by the way, I want to mention, everybody, there's 35 more weeks of grievances ahead for Jerry Brown. I don't think he's going to be putting his head out like he normally does. Of course, we know where his head's at right now, right? Up something. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com, and our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. Grievance number 6 is coming, and that'll be this next Tuesday at 11 o'clock. 11 counties will be participating in the reading. 11 counties will be participating in the reading. We're going to get up to 58. You watch. Anyway, Chris, the interesting thing about New California is that we have more and more counties now. We have 35 counties that will be, but after this Saturday, will be fully qualified to be in New California. 35 out of 36, not too bad, huh?
Well, that's exactly right, Paul. You know, you're making progress, and you haven't even had the meteor strike yet. Everybody knows it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. So get this whole thing coordinated in the right place, the right time for, again, you know, there's so many things. There's so many moving parts to forming a new state and everything, and we have a lot of opportunity ahead of us and a lot of hard work. Well, listen, Chris, tell us why we can get a hold of you and see your articles.
You see me every day on Breitbart, California, and I think you're doing a great job, Paul. I wish you well. If you're in the Southern California area, you should come to Tustin and see what New California is. This is going to be epic, folks.
Yep. Thank you very much, Chris, for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Good fun.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got the end of the show coming up. Anyway, so stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit that website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also newcaliforniastate.com. And yep, a new day is coming for the whole nation. The whole nation as New California moves forward. Anyway, thanks for listening, and remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.